Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh.
Tell them that the Hour of Power broadcast
is on the air. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. And would you just reverence the Most High God as we take you before the throne. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name, we thank you, God, we lift your name up high, we give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. We thank you this morning for being the Alpha and Omega. Thank you for being the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the true and the living God. We thank you, dear God, for having all power in your hand. Thank you, God, for being able, God, to do exceedingly, abundantly, God, above all that we ask of today. But we declare today that there is nothing too hard for you to do. Lord, we just thank you, God, for every listener, God, from state to state, from city to city, God, all around the world, that able, Father God, to hear this broadcast on today. I pray even now, God, that souls will be saved and lives will be changed. I pray, God, even now, that faith will come alive in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Yes, this is the Hour of Power. I am the preacher of the hour, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and we're excited about the Word of God today. But the Word of God, it brings life. It brings a transition in our lives. It brings illumination. It makes us to be able to see God for who he is. So today, we're going to be coming from John, which is in the New Testament, and we're going to preach from that fifth chapter, beginning at that first verse. And it reads, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, which having five porches. And these lay a great multitude of impotent folks, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. But an angel went down at a certain season unto the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease that he had. And I just want to stop right there before we continue any longer. I want you to know today that, as we said, that Jesus Christ, he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. And he does have all power in his hand. And we see here the power of God that is being manifested today. And I hope today that you will take this word as we read the word, and that your faith will increase, that your faith will go to the next level, and to know that there is nothing impossible, and that there is nothing too hard for God. I don't know what the enemy has said to you. I don't know what the enemy has whispered in your ears, but I am here to tell you today that there is nothing too hard for God. And we see here in the Word of God how that in that second verse it says, now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And Bethesda means of a house of mercy, a place of mercy. And we see that the Word of God tells us that it had five porches. And in that five porches, it lay a great, not a few, but it was a great multitude of impotent folks. They were blind, they were halted, they were withered, and waiting for the movement of the water. Can you not imagine those great multitudes of people that was lying all around this pool of Bethesda? And as they was lying there, they was expecting a miracle in their lives. We see when a person just the word lay as the word of God. Tell us that means that they was laying in a horizontal position. They was laying in a position of rest. They was just kind of like taking it easy because they was waiting for the water to be troubled by the angel. I believe that somebody there was praying. I believe that somebody there was just waiting for that time, for the angel to come and to trouble the water. I believe that they had faith to believe if I could just get inside of that pool that I will be made whole. Because the word of God tells us that the angel came at a certain time. And when the angel came, and then at that season, at a certain time of that year, and troubled the water, whosoever first after the troubling of the water stepped in were made whole of whatever disease that he had. Didn't matter what that person had. Well, so they laid there. They was in a position of rest. But it's okay to be in a position of rest. But it's also not okay to have faith in God, to believe God, that God is going to heal you, and that you can expect your healing, and that you can expect your deliverance, and you can expect the power of God to overshadow you. Yes, some have been there for a long period of time, and they were, as the word of God said, they were impotent folks, which means that they were lacking of physical strength. They didn't have that physical strength to just to get up and to start running. They didn't have that strength to just to run around the pool or take a trot around the city. No, they were lacking of strength. They was lacking of that physical aspiration. They were lacking of that vigor. They were weak, and they were lacking of power to act effectively. They were, just say they were helpless. Have you ever been in a, seems like a helpless situation? Have you ever been in a situation that you felt so ineffective? Have you been lacking of power in your life, and you didn't have that strength that you desired to have? And those people was laying there for a long period of time. Some of them were laying there waiting for the angel, and they knew that whosoever first that stepped into that pool would be healed. Now, it was a lot of people around that pool. It was a lot of people that wanted to get into that pool. But we're going to talk about the power of God, the power of God. If you're weak, if you're lacking strength, if you're not effective, if you seem like you're helpless, I want you to know that there is a power, a greater power than the power that you may be anticipating, that you may know. And see, those people thought that if I just get into that pool, I know it's a multitude of us, but if I be the first one, if I could be the first one that get into this pool, that I will be made whole of my infirmity. Yes, yes, they were men and women that wanted to be healed. Some of them were even blind. They had lost their sight. They could not see night from day. Some of them might have been born blind. Some of them may have been blind after they were born. But nevertheless, they were sightless. They could not see. They had less than one-tenth of their normal vision. They wasn't able to get around, to move around. And then the word of God tells us that some of them was even halted. They was when a person ceased from moving, they couldn't even move. They could not even move. Even if they want to move, they couldn't even move. Some of them was permanently halted. mountain. In others, it was a temporary type thing. They may have, in other words, they were lame. They could not walk. Have you ever looked at someone and they may have been on crutches? They were anticipating that the doctor had said that in 6 weeks or 3 months that I'll be able to walk. But some of these people had been there for a very long time, so therefore they could not move. They had to have somebody to move them. Could you imagine being around a pool with a great multitude of people, and all the things you can do is to hear their voice? If you were blind, if you were lacking a physical strength, if you were lame, and you could even move from one position to the other, one place to another. And then the word of God tell us not only that some was withered. They were like shivered. They was like, some of them was like decaying because they couldn't, their body was like decaying, but just laying at the circulation. You know, when you're when a body, you physically, you need to be able to move around to get some circulation in your body. If you just lay there and not move your position, you know, there's even the position let you know that you don't want to get a clot, if you don't want to have your blood circulation slow, but your blood needs to circulate so it can circulate through your heart and so that it can keep pumping in the way that it should be able to pump in that heart. And your lungs need to be able to breathe the way that it should. So the circulatory system is such important for us and for the people that were shriveled up and that were decaying and could not move. So they lay there blind, and they lay there halted, they lay there withered, waiting for the movement of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season unto the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in and was made whole of whatsoever disease that he had. It didn't matter if it was cancer. It wasn't matter if they were schizophrenic. It wasn't matter if they had bipolar disease. It didn't matter whether they were lame. It didn't matter whether they were impotent. They were whether they were that they was halted or blind or whatever, withered. It didn't matter. It didn't matter. It didn't matter if they had a condition on their spine. It didn't matter if their digestive system wasn't functioning correctly. It could have been the small intestine, the large intestine. It could have been any part of that abdominal area. But yet, God was able, by the sending that angel down to trouble that water, that whoever got in, black or white, red, yellow, whoever they was that got into the pool, that was able to get into that pool, was healed of whatsoever disease that they had. And then it tells us in that fifth verse, and a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. Could you imagine sick for 38 years? Could you imagine at that pool for at 38 years, sick for 38 years? This man, he was sick, the word of God tells us, he had infirmity for 38 years. But when Jesus saw him lie, when Jesus seen him laying in that position, when he seen him may have been stretched out in a horizontal position or in that position of rest, and he knew that he had been there a long time. He knew that that man had been sick. I don't know how long you have been sick. I don't know how long you had infirmity in your body. I don't know how long you've been blind. I don't know how long that you may have lost your voice. or you cannot talk, or you could not hear. I don't know if deafness and deafness have attached itself to your body. I don't know if you've been given a bad report. But Jesus, when Jesus sees the blind, when he sees this man that had been deceived, this man that had infirmity for 38 years, when Jesus saw him lying there, he knew he had been there for a long time. And I want you to know this morning, no matter how long that you've been in the state that you're in, I don't care how long have the enemy tried to inflict your body, I want you to know that there is healing in Jesus. There is power in the Almighty God. Even as I speak, even now, I send the word. I send the word of healing to those that have infirmities in their bodies. I send the word of healing right now to those that are halted, those that are blind, those that are impotent, those that are seen to be helpless and affected. I send the word, those that are seen to be shriveling up, even now, in the name of Jesus, that sight has been taken away from them, that the enemy has also tried to take hope from you this morning, and hope from you since the time that it seems like it wasn't even getting any better. But I send by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, I send the spoken word to you this morning to believe the word of God. Believe what the word of God said. The word of God, he said that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask. No matter what you think, God is able to heal your body. Oh, my God, he's able to bring healing to you even now. You're not a hopeless situation. You're not a hopeless. Seems like even when, if you remember in the word of God in the book of John, the same book that we were preaching out of this morning, when Lazarus in the 11th chapter of John, oh, my God, that how John, in the book of John, the word of God tells us how Lazarus had been sick and how he sent for Jesus. And Jesus did not come when Mary and Martha had sent for him. He delayed his coming. He heard that Lazarus was sick, but he didn't go right away when Lazarus was sick until later when he decided that he will go. And he had told the disciples early that he would go and he would wake him out of sleep. And but yet the Lord let them know that the disciples did not understand that in reality Lazarus was dead. But God went on. He went to wake him out of sleep. So when he had come and Martha said to him that if that master, if God would have been here, our brother would not have died. God, if you would have just been here, I know that you love him. If you have just been here, our brother would not have died. And so when God has spoken to Mary, she had the same report. If their brother would have been here. If God, if you had been here, Lazarus would not have died. And then later Jesus told him to show him where they had laid him. And Martha was saying that, Lord, he has been dead 4 days. And now, by now, he is stinking. He is stinking because his body is deteriorating. His body is rigor mortis is in his body. So therefore, he is dead, and he is stinking. But the blood has stopped running in his veins. His brain is not functioning anymore. His heart is not functioning anymore. He cannot walk anymore. Nothing is moving. But God is saying to them to show me the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Show me the Alpha, the one who is the Alpha and Omega, the one that is the beginning and the end. Show me where you have laid him. That's all God is saying to them. Show me where you have great dead of Jesus called Lazarus forth. My God, he calls him forth, the one that was dead. And as it's dead for days, God is calling him to come forth. And God was able to bring Lazarus back to life. I don't know if anybody out there today or your family member is at the point of death. They're closing their eyes, the door. The doctor is giving them a bad report, but the doctor said that they're not going to live, but they're going to die. And yet, you have believed what the doctor said, but today I want you to believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because there is power in that name. There is many that don't want you to say the name of Jesus. There's many that don't want you to proclaim the name of Jesus, because there is power in that name. There was many in the scripture that the disciples were beaten because they did not want them to preach in their name. But yet the name is above every name. For the word of God say, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. So here we see in the word of God, we see that that man that was lying there knew that he had been, Jesus knew that he had been there a long time in that cave, and it said unto him, will thou be made whole? Will you be made whole? Do you want to be made whole? And the impotent man answered him, sir. He didn't know who Jesus was. Oh, my God. But he said, I am no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, oh, my God, but while I am coming, another step down before me. And Jesus said unto him, arise, take up thy bed and walk. Jesus is saying to you this morning to rise up. He that are laying there in the hospital, rise up. Those that are in the nursing home, rise up. Those that are incarcerated and about to die, rise up. Rise up in the name of Jesus. Rise up. I don't know where you are. You may be in your home. Wherever you may be, you need to know that God, he is God, and he is God all by himself. Jesus knew that the angel came and troubled the water. Jesus knew that the first person that gets into the water was going to be able to heal of that infirmity. But Jesus also knew that the man desired to be healed. Jesus knew that the man had been there 38 years. He had been sick for 38 years. He had infirmity in his body. And Jesus wanted to know whether or not he wanted to be made whole. And then he began to tell Jesus that somebody, you know, as he began to get to the pool, when he get ready to step in, somebody get in there before him. All Jesus wanted to know, do you want to be made whole? You know, sometimes we look at what is happening to us right now. We look at what has happened in the past. And we don't see it whole. It seems like nothing is happening in our body. Nothing is happening to our mentality or to our mind and to our body and to sometimes our soul and our spirit. But Jesus saying, do you want to be made whole? Jesus knew that what was happening to him. Jesus knew that there was others getting in the pool before him, because if he wasn't, he would have been whole if he stepped inside of that pool. But the word of God tells us in the early scriptures of this fifth chapter of John that it was a great multitude of impotent people. people. And they were at the Bethesda, which is means mercy. They were wanting to be healed. And so therefore Jesus said unto them, arise. Jesus said to him, arise, take up thy bed and walk. And I say to you this morning, you need to arise and take up your bed, and you need to walk in the mighty name of Jesus. I am not talking, telling you to walk in the in because Dr. McCoy said for you to walk. I said for you to walk in the name, not in my name, not in anybody else's name, but I'm saying to walk in the name of Jesus. Whatever infirmity, it may not be that you are lame. It may not be that you are blind. But whatever infirmity that you have, just believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just believe the word of God. For the word of God says, thou faith. In Hebrews 11th chapter, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You don't see it. You haven't seen it. You haven't seen it in 38 years. Those people around the pool, they didn't see it, but yet they had the faith to know when that angel came to trouble the water that they were going to be, if they got in there first, they were going to be made whole. But Jesus, forget about the pool right now. Forget about the pool. He said, would you want to be made whole? So therefore, when he understood what Jesus was saying to him, and he had faith to believe, Jesus said, arise, take up that bed. You've been lying on the bed too long. Somebody been lying in the same position that you have been for a very long time. I don't know, has it been 38 years? I don't know, has it been 20 years? I don't know, has it been 10 years? I don't know, has it been 5 years? Oh, it could have been 1 year. It could have been 6 months. It could have been, 5 weeks. I don't know. But you need to rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. You need to take up. He told that man to take up his bed and walk. So he had to have regained his strength. He had to regain his vigor. He was no longer weak anymore. He had power to get up then. He was he was no longer helpless anymore because Jesus has spoken unto his life. So you ought to hear what Jesus is saying to you today. I don't know who you may be. I don't know what state you may be in. I don't know what city you may reside in, but I do know the power of God. I told you about Lazarus. I told you that the man was dead. I told you that he was dead for 4 days. That God was able, Jesus Christ was able to raise him from the dead, to break for him to receive life, that he was not longer dead, but he was alive again. So this man obeyed God. And the word of God tells us in that 9th verse, and immediately, not several hours after God spoke these words, not 2 or 3 days, but the word of God says, and immediately the man was made whole. The man was made whole, and he took up his bed and walked. The man was lame. And he was able to pick up his bed and walk. No more that he was helpless. No more. It was no more that he could not move. It wasn't as if he was a permanent position within and had to be for 38 years. It was something permanent that was upon him, that the physician did not heal him, and the physician did not heal all of those that was around the pool of Bethesda. Oh, my God. But I thank God for the word of God. Hear me today, that the Lord God Almighty, the Lord mighty in battle, the Lord He is our Jehovah Raphael. He is a God that heals. He is a God that delivers. He is a God that will make free. Here we see that the Lord God says, and immediately the man was made whole, and he took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. It was the Sabbath day that Jesus healed this man. It was the Sabbath day that he was able to take up his bed and walk. And when the Jews saw, it says that when the Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. All they seen was him carrying the bed. Oh, they could not rejoice with him. They could not rejoice because he had been in that situation for 38 years. They had no compassion. He was around the Bethesda. He was around the house of mercy, which Bethesda means is the house of mercy. And it tells us it had five porches, but yet he knew they must have seen this man, but they could not rejoice with him. They could not make merry with him. But all they could see, because it was a Sabbath day, that all he could see was him carry his bed. Tradition. Man living according to their own righteousness, but not the righteousness of God, which is by faith. Man living in their own self-righteousness. And yet, all they could see is the law, that tradition, that they were to carry the bed on the Sabbath day. But Jesus Christ is the Lord of the Sabbath. And when the Jews therefore said unto him, that was cured, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, he that made me whole, he that healed my body, he that caused me to be able to take up my bed, he that was able to cause me to not to be lame and halting anymore, he that made me to be less than powerless, to give me power, to let me be able to move my legs and to move my ankle bone, to be able to use that. He that gave me strength, he that built my faith, told me to take up my bed. He's the same one. I don't know who he is, but he told me to take up my bed and walk. And then they asked him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed was not who it was. For Jesus had conveyed himself away, and a multitude being in that place. Afterwards, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. He knew that he was whole. But Jesus let him know, behold, listen, you have been made whole. Because you've been made whole, sin no more. Lest a worse thing come unto thee. And then the man departed and took and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. I don't know whether or not you know it or not, but it's Jesus that's going to make you whole today. It is Jesus that's going to raise you up out of bed of affliction. It is Jesus who's going to make your eyes to see today. It is Jesus that's going to unstop your ears so that you can be able to hear. It is Jesus that will cause the cancer, my God, the cancer that the doctor said is over a half percent of your body, but a certain percentage of your body, and that you are going to die and you are not going to live. But it's Jesus Christ. It is Jesus that has called you to be made whole. You got to know that there is power. P-O-W-E-R. There is power in the name of J-E-S-U-S. J-E-S-U-S. There is power in J-E-S. Capital J-E-S-U-S. There is power in that name. So you need to know that God is the one that will heal you, and that he is the one that delivers you. Yes, we talk about those that have schizophrenic, those that have bipolar disease, whatever that you have been diagnosed with, no matter what you may think that in your body, you must pray and know that God, he is God, and believe that God, he is God, and God all by yourself. So we're getting ready, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. And we're going to pray. I'm going to pray, and I believe that the ministers of God, I believe that the believers of God, I believe those that believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that are listening to this broadcast that will pray with me for you this morning, that you will be healed. And that you'll be healed today, and that you're going to be healed by the power of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Lord, we just thank you right now for the power of your word. We thank you for the supernatural God being manifested today on July 6th. We thank you, God, for the blind God being able to see. We thank you for the lame God being able to walk. Father, we thank you, God, that those that are withering, God, and shivering, God, we pray even now, God, that they, Father God, would be made perfectly whole. Even those, God, that cannot hear, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they were that ears, God, would be open, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And I decree it to happen, Lord God. Father God, those that have, Father, leukemia, God, those, Father, in the name of Jesus, have problems with indigestion. Lord God, I pray for now that it is God in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray for now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, those, God, in Jesus' name, God, that has problems with their Lord, that they are here right now by the power of God. Lord, you are God. God, even if you heal the man that was blind from his mother's womb and could not see the shape, could not see his mother's face, never seen his father's face, never seen the children, but heard the voices that was around about him. God, even those, Lord God, that Lord God, the light and God of sin, the sun and the moon, God, you call this man that was born blind from his mother's womb to be healed. And I pray even now that the faith of those that are hearing us today by the power of your word and the demonstration of the word, God, that they heal in the name of Jesus. And God, we declare and decree and declare it to be done even now in Jesus' name. All problems with the heart, circulation of the heart, I command in the name of Jesus total healing and total deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Father, even as I pray, God, I reach out to those that in our radio audience that are saved now, that you are saved, deliver, and make free. Grant, you said, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised them from the dead, you said that they shall be saved. And Father, I thank you right now for the salvation of many in Jesus' name. We thank you for listening today to the Hour of Power broadcast. We know that your faith has gone and increased to the next level. It is a higher height. It's a higher level in God. And I thank God that you turn in today that you can believe God. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy on the Hour of Power. We want you to tune in on next Wednesday at 9 a.m. on this same broadcast. Until then, God bless, God keep you, and stay in the presence of the Most High God.